Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
In the studio, we've got Adam Pearson, and he's organising this year's FantasyCon. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, FantasyCon is going to be happening at York Haven.
It is, yes.
And can you tell me, and anybody else who hasn't got the vaguest idea what it's all about, what it is?
Well, I've got to be careful how I word this. Mm-hmm. For previous people who ran similar events on the Isle of Wight in the mid-teens.
Okay.
It's FantasyCon, which is Fantasy Trade and Comic-Con.
Right.
With the now a subtitle of the Isle of Wight's very own Comic-Con. To make it quite clear, in big letters, it's a Comic-Con.
Right.
So nothing can be confused with that, can it?
No.
In theory. So that's what we're doing. We had a practice run in 2019.
You did, yes.
But we're having a reset because of COVID and everything starting, trying to get things going from the start. So it's a smaller event because we want to sort of start small and hopefully build it up from there.
Okay, so I guess it's going to be a Comic-Con.
Yes.
What is that?
For those
who have no idea.
Well, essentially, if you do it correctly, a Comic-Con is an event in which people who love genres that originated or have been in comic form.
Right.
Marvel.
Yep.
DC.
Yep.
Star Trek and Star Wars are all got comic formats.
Okay.
So all these franchises have a basis of comic.
Right.
And also, so you would expect to find artists, writers, actors, along with shops selling sort of things of
related to those things.
Yeah, related to it, yeah, mostly.
Okay. Brilliant.
And of course we have all that.
Yeah.
Plus the general thing they have at Comic Cons is a stage where you can interview the actors about, and anybody else for that matter, about their work and their experiences and things.
Okay.
So who have you got coming this? Who's the actors that are coming?
We have Clive Mantle, who you might know from
used to be in Casualty,
didn't
he?
He's been in loads of stuff. I did post a video on TikTok. He's listing out the things he's been in, like Robin of Sherwood, Vicar of Dibley. Game of Thrones is probably the thing that will most interest Comic-Con goers, to be fair, because he was in Series 1. He's a sort of what I would call a national treasure, because he's been around quite a while. His wife, Carla Mendonca, who was best known as being the mother in My Parents Are Aliens from Series 2 onwards. She's also recently been in Coronation Street. I don't watch Coronation Street, but I'm assured she's been in it.
Okay.
Gareth David Lloyd. Gareth David Lloyd, who he was Yanto in Torchwood, so you'd have to unfortunately got done in. Apparently there's a shrine in Cardiff called Yanto's Shrine, which is set for Yanto, not for Gareth, because obviously
he's still the character
that got done, not the actor.
No, that's right. Simon Fisher-Becker, who's coming out a little bit earlier, so you might be able to persuade him to pop in the studio. He played this blue chap called Dorian Moldavar in Doctor Who.
Right.
About four stories in the Matt Smith era. And he was also in the first Harry Potter film as the Fat Friar.
Oh.
A part I could play, funny enough. And more recently, we got Michael Jayston to come along. He played the Doctor's evil, incarnation. So it's the Doctor, but an evil version of the Doctor in the Trial of a Time Lord with Colin Baker.
Right.
I'm saying everybody, aren't I? Joseph Milson, who is a Sarah Jane Adventures, along with lots and lots of other things. More recently, he was in an episode of Moon Knight, the Marvel series.
Okay.
And Clemenceau is what I would call a prolific background artist. So you see people in the background.
Yeah.
He's very prominent. But you watch a film, there's Clem.
He's in the background forefront.
Yes. But he's done so many things. He's done Star Wars, Doctor Who, lots and lots of Marvel films. He's been doing it for years.
Brilliant.
So he's going to be quite an interesting character to catch up with. So, yeah.
And do you have people dressing up?
That's the main theme of any Comic-Con, in fact, cosplay. I won't be. I'll have my uniform on. But when I go to conventions that aren't my own, I will be dressing up. But, it's the heart of it. So the big thing at the end of the day on the stage will be the cosplay competition. So, which you have to sort of register for when you get to the event. And there's various prizes for various genres.
Are people fairly accurate?
Some are ridiculously accurate.
Right.
And I think that's what the little kids quite enjoy when they come to conventions, because when someone looks really, really accurate, they can sort of really engage and sort of have their picture taken with them as if they're a proper celebrity.
Yes.
Especially like people like Deadpool come along. It's not going to be Ryan Reynolds. It's going to be a chap in the suit, but looks absolutely amazing. So,
okay.
There's lots of opportunities to take free pictures with the, with your phones, along with the ones you have to pay for with the celebrities.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, it's certainly a... If it all goes right, which I'm fairly confident it will do, it's going to be a very fun day.
So, dates and starting times?
Starting times, 9 a.m. on the 5th of November. We'll finish at 6, maybe a little bit forward, depending how things go during the day, giving them plenty of time to get the cosplay competition done.
Yep.
So it's a long day because it's only one day.
Yes.
I want to get it right so people have got time to come in, absorb, and, you know. And it's like I say, it's a Cowes Yacht Haven. There are parking issues at the Yacht Haven, but in Cowes you can find a parking space, usually, especially in November.
Yes.
You can always park and ride.
Yeah, I thought you said park in ride. That would have been
quite a long way.
You can do, yes. I don't use that myself because I live in Cowes. And
no, but the buses stop up by Marks and Sparks, don't they? So
they do. So, yeah, that's not a bad show, actually. Yeah,
so they can wander down from there.
I'll have to write that down. So, but, yeah, it's not a bad location. Right, like, if you're coming from the mainland, it's right next to the ferry,
yes,
isn't it?
Of course.
So it's, it's quite a good spot.
And it's raising money for charities.
Yes, Wessex Cancer Trust.
Yeah.
We're desperate to raise their funds after some... As I read in the papers, they went through a hell of a time.
They did indeed, you know, yes.
So, yeah, it'd be nice to sort of increase their coffers.
Yes.
During this event, so, yeah.
So going back to the cosplay, one more question. Do they get a prize, a winner?
It's not a massive prize.
It doesn't have to be, does it?
It will be a nice prize.
Yeah.
And you also have the honour of being the champion of that particular genre until we do another event.
Yes.
So I used to call it the Isle of Wight Festival of Cosplay because I like big titles and things.
Yes.
So somebody will be the champion Isle of Wight Festival.
Oh, good.
Sadly, our two sort of what I call champion cosplayers who are sort of... who've been doing all the carnivals, that's Gabriel and Loki, they're not allowed to enter because they're going to be judges. They don't know that yet.
Ah.
But they're going to be judges
right, of
the thing itself. They'd be very good, but hopefully there'll be some people that'll be even better than them.
Yes.
And that's what I'm quite looking forward to seeing.
Good.
Okay, so you find out more details from?
FantasyCon.net.
FantasyCon.net.
And our Facebook page, which is, you know, is always bumping up. Yeah. Quite regular with its posts and stuff. A little bit on Instagram if you're lucky to find us. But yes, just hashtag FantasyCon is a good one, or hashtag FantasyCon.
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 5th of November. Easy day to remember, 5th
yes.
of November.
Yes, remember, the 5th of November.
Yes.
Gunpowder Treason and FantasyCon.
That's the one.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
But hopefully it'll all go really well for you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.